Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and on Thursday, the Texans wrapped up their first week of OTAs with a familiar face back on the field. Andre Johnson returned after missing the first 3 days. He was happy to be back and spoke about it with the media after practice wrapped up.
How does it feel to be back, Andre?
I mean, it's fun. I've been catching hell from all my teammates, you know, since I've been back. But, you know, like I said before, you know, I didn't feel right being at home. And, you know, I never miss OTAs, and, you know, I've always been here. So, you know, I came in.
It was quite out of character for you to even hold out the 2 days or 3 days, whatever it was that you did.
Yeah, it was. I'm man enough to say that it was. And, you know, I'm disappointed about it. But, you know, sometimes things happen. And, you know, I talked to everybody upstairs, and, you know, there are no grudges, and I have no grudges against them. So, you know, we're just going to move on from
it. As uncomfortable as it was, do you feel like you made a statement to the organization?
I don't really think you can really win against an organization. When you're under contract, they can hold you to that. And it's up to them to redo it, or, you know, give you an extension or whatever they want to do. So, you know, they really don't have to do nothing. You know, they can sit there and hold me to that contract. And, you know, if you choose to sit out and take fines, you know, that's what happens. But, you know, I'm past that. You know, I'm over that. I'm here working, and I'm going to continue to work. And, you know, hopefully we can achieve our goal, get into the playoffs and win the Super Bowl.
Get a new deal, Andre?
I don't know. Like I said, you know, I came in. I talked to everyone yesterday. You know, both sides said how they felt, and you know, that was it. I mean, you know, we're both on the same page, and you know, I've moved on from that. I put that behind me.
On the same page as far as if they don't want to give you a new deal, you'll still, you know, you'll play, you'll go along with it, or same page as working out something new.
Well, we just basically talked about how, you know, both sides felt. You know, they told me how they felt about giving me the new deal. And, you know, I told them how I felt. So that was pretty much it. And I just came in and said that I wanted to be around my teammates. You know, it did bother me, you know, just seeing stuff, you know, on TV, you know, saying, and some of the things that I heard, it bothered me a little bit. But, you know, that's part of the business.
You feel like you outperformed
your
deal?
Your uncle said yesterday that enough was said.
Right.
Can you describe, maybe in general, what were the things that were said that got you over the hump to get you back in here?
I don't really think much had to be said. You know, it's just pretty much, you know, with both sides just express how they felt. And, you know, any, you know, animosity or anything we had going on, it, you know, is over and done with. So, you know, now it's time to move forward. And that's the biggest thing, you know. I took the step of being out here, and, you know, some people criticize me for not being out here. So, you know, I really can't. There's nothing I can say to that. I'm out here now, and I'm moving forward.
Do you feel like you outperformed your deal, or do you feel like maybe it was just a fairly, very team-friendly deal that you signed in the first place?
Well, you know, everybody have feelings. You know, have certain feelings, but I'd rather not talk about it.
Andre, what's next as far as your negotiations? Are you're supposed to meet, I guess, on Friday? If that's accurate, how significant is that meeting?
I'm not sure exactly what's next. I don't know a time frame or anything. You know, my biggest thing right now is just out here working with the team. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, if the contract situation works out, it works out. If not, it doesn't.
So there's no ultimatums. There's no get it done or else. You're here and see what happens.
I'm here, and, you know, hopefully everything works out, and that's it.
When your uncle talked about an exit strategy,
mm-hmm.
and you said that you had nothing to do with that,
right?
Is that still true, or is this just a bad coincidence?
That's very true. You know, he was just speaking his mind. You know, when he when that article came out, and you know, like I said before, you know, I plan on being a Texan, you know, till the day I retire, and my feelings haven't changed. And, you know, everyone has a right to their own opinion, and that was his opinion. You know, You never seen me go to the media and say I wanted a new contract. You never seen me go to the media and say I wanted to be traded. So, you know, that's just hearsay. So, you know, I never came out of the media and made a statement, you know, of me wanting to be traded or a new contract or anything like that. So, I don't know. That's just hearsay.
So, contract or no contract, you'll be here for training camp?
I'm here. So, I mean, I'm here right now. So, it's nothing else to say about it.
You said that players have been giving you hell. What's the hell? What have they been doing?
It's nothing bad. It's just all jokes. You know, Vontae always cracks jokes about, you know, people coming to pick me up on jets and things like that. But nothing like that happens. I mean, he's just giving me a hard time.
You feel confident that you'll have a deal come camp time? Is that the vibe that they gave you?
I don't know. You know, I'm just here to work and help this team get to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl.
Andre, just to be clear, nothing was done on their side to bring you in. You just felt like you needed to be here.
Yeah, you know, that was my biggest thing. You know, I talked to people about it, my family members, and, you know, I didn't feel comfortable sitting at home because, you know, that's not me. And, you know, all the guys were out here working, I feel like I need to be out here working.